Good evening. We're live. I'm not good looking as Steve Atwood, so deal with it. I do look better than Norm? Okay. Well, I want to welcome you all here. Those of you in the internet, welcome you too. Let's hope we can learn something that's in the Word. I don't have anything new for you, but I just want to go over some things that I've been thinking about. Kind of inspired me what I'm going to talk about tonight. What is important? I got a little bit inspired because I seen a lady put a post on the Facebook about 2 months ago. She was sending something out for work, and she was asked on that paper to write down what she believes. It took her 7 hours to figure out what to write down what she believes. And I was like, and this is a church-going lady. And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You ask me what I believe? I'll have it to you in 2 minutes. So really, what is important? And another thing I was thinking about too is, I call them salvation police or testimony police. And I'm a little bit concerned about it because there's some pressure being put on some people about their testimony that I think is not quite like it should be. That's why I think we need to go over as to what is important. Be careful. Each and every one's, it's not an emotion, it's an experience. When you got saved, you need to know the moment. You don't need to know the date, the date. But you do need to know that there's a time, there's a happening in your life. You all know when you get your driver's license, the first day you went down the road. You know things like that. So you need to know the moment that you got saved. So let's go, turn to Genesis chapter 3 to start. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. That ain't right. Oh yeah, it is what I want. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. What's the problem there? Who was questioned? What was questioned? God's authority was questioned. Yea, hath God said. Yes, God hath said. So I want to lay a little bit of foundation about the Bible. If you're using an NIV, Amplified, anything like that, take it to the trash can, junk it. It ain't worth the garbage that's in it because it's not God's Word. It is totally changed. One little verse in Galatians 2:16, they changed the word of to in. Completely changing the whole circumstance to you versus Christ. It's a lie. If you have a Bible that doesn't say KJV on it, get rid of it. Get the real Word of God. This is the Word of God. Turn to Psalm 12. Psalm 12. And I'll tell you why this is the Word of God. Remember, things that differ aren't the same. I've got a brown shirt on. Brent's got blue. Brown and blue aren't the same. So if something is different, it ain't the same. I'm not blue and he's not brown. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So, are the words of the Lord pure? Will that ever change? No. Yes, they are pure. No, it will never change. From this point in this book, forever, they will never change. God's Word is pure. Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, His way is perfect. The Word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. Is God's Word tried? Yes, it is. It's pure. It's perfect. 2 Timothy 3:16. verse 16, 2 Timothy 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Here it is. All of it. All of it. That's it. Paul finished it. It's Colossians 1:25. If you hear people say that they have a new revelation, what does that do to you? Did you listen? It kind of tickles your ear a little bit, maybe? The word comes to my mind is liar. Colossians 1, verse 25. Whereof, and this is Apostle Paul speaking, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the Word of God. Is this book fulfilled? It is all written. So when a person comes to you and says, hey, I have a new revelation. I was told this and this and this. Really? Is it in the book? Well, I don't know. If it's not in this book, folks, it's not true. Like I said, we got to make this our standard. It has to be. If we don't make the Word of God our standard, we're going to follow any whim and way that comes around. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. This is what's going to happen. If you don't make this your final authority, you don't make this the truth, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We all know what philosophy sounds like. A lot of us grew up with it. I don't know about you, Brent. You were raised in the Grace Church, but I'm sure, you know, some people sometimes pop a little bit of philosophy in those churches too. But the rest of us being raised in the Mennonite group, Amish, we've heard it all. You know, I was reading through the book I was given when I supposedly responded and, you know, did all that goulash, garbage, whatever. Ritual, that's a good word. I read through that. I was 13 years old. That was horrible what they taught me in that book. But, you know, there I was, just this young person, very influential. And, you know, it's awful. It's just philosophy. The next. So we have it established that this is the Word of God. And when somebody says new revelation and it's not in here, it's false, it's a lie, we can always prove something with this book. This is the authority. Now, the next thing that's important is what we are. What we're born. Jeremiah 17. Anybody ever tell you they're good? Yeah. People ask this question when something happens to somebody. Why do bad things happen to good people? Show me the good people. You know? Jeremiah 17, verse 9, page 790. I heard that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Pretty plain, simple words, isn't it? Anybody good? Nope. I want to cross-reference a verse. Genesis 6, verse 5 said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. There ain't nobody good. Let's turn to Romans 3:23. If I go too fast, just slow me down. My nerves make me kick up a little bit. Romans 3, verse 23, or the one before that. Yeah. You know, I was reading a blog tonight how this, I don't know why I even read them. I was reading this while I was listening to Barry preach the message on the cross. And it was so contrasting, and it was just a mess. And this lady was going on and on how that she can't understand how that one person thinks something's right and the other thinks it's not right, but yet they're following the same Jesus. Ex-Mennonite. It's not possible, people. But think about what their focus is on. Their focus is what people are doing. The whole thing was the simple, and it was an amplified version that was messing her up. Because it said, sweet vine. Sorry, my Dutch tongue gets it mixed up. Sweet wine. In between those two words, it put the word intoxicating. She went on a Greek rampage to try and figure out if that was intoxicated or if that was virgin wine. Anybody ever hear of virgin wine? I haven't. She was all stewed up about this, that she literally studied the Greek to figure out if this wine was intoxicating. And she said, I struggled for weeks with this thing. Why does this church say this is wrong to drink beer, wine, whatever? And the other says it's okay. I seriously feel sorry for somebody in that position. What are they focusing on? They're focusing on trying to be good. There is none that doeth good. Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is anybody missed? For some have sinned? Some people think that way. But no, for all have sinned. That is the problem. People don't understand. They're no good. Galatians 3. You know, my heart literally weeps for people like that because they continuously struggle and struggle and struggle through this life when there's all these definitions of good. And they go pick and choose and they get all fahoodled about it. That they can't figure it out. That was a word you won't get there, Brent. I'm not talking in tongues. Seriously.
Oh, you're not rolling on the floor either?
Nope. Galatians 3, verse 22. But the Scripture, now again, the authority, the Scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. I'll bet you if you're looking at an NIV right now, it's going to say faith in. I could almost lay money on it. I think I checked it, but I'm not positive. I have one of these Bibles that got the King James with about three others, and I just